Kunstradio, Radiokunst. Die heutige On-Air Online-Live-Sendung kommt vom Ars Electronica Festival 2002 in Linz. Der Titel der Sendung heißt Cell Stories und kommt vom südafrikanischen Radiokünstler Ashwell Adrian. Cell Stories ist eine Interview- und Liedsammlung, die für das Museum im Robben Island Hochsicherheitsgefängnis in Südafrika gestaltet wurde. Das Robben Island Hochsicherheitsgefängnis war von 1963 bis 1991 das berüchtigste Gefängnis des Landes. Inhaftiert waren dort neben Schwerverbrechern vor allem auch politische Gefangene, die gegen das Apartheid-System kämpften. Die rund 120 Interviews und Lieder stammen von eben diesen politischen Gefangenen. Mehr Informationen zum Stück finden Sie bei Kunstradio Online unter der Adresse www.kunstradio.at. Vor den Cell Stories hören Sie nun ein Live-Gespräch, das der in Kapstadt lebende Künstler, Kritiker und Kurator Thomas Malkare mit seinem Kollegen Ashwell Adrian führen wird. Die Biografien der beiden finden Sie ebenfalls unter der Adresse www.kunstradio.at.
My name is Thomas Malkare. I'm an artist living in Cape Town. I'm sitting here with Ashwell Adrian, the co-curator with Roger Makies of an exhibition called Cell Stories on Robben Island. Perhaps you could begin by just asking you what Cell Stories is.
Cell Stories is a multimedia exhibition dealing with Robben Island's history. We have attempted to do it with narrative, with text, with song, with objects, and have taken ordinary prisoners or unknown prisoners to deal with the history of Robben Island. The first song that we are playing deals with tribalism and the call by the African National Congress to unite the different tribes that was encouraged by the South African government with a divide and rule policy.
Sikalela Izwe Lakithi is an old song which was sung to unite the different tribal groups in South Africa.
Sikalela Izwe Lakithi, Sikalela Izwe Lakithi, Lona elathathwa ngabukalajana, Lona elathathwa ngabukalajana. Sikalela Izwe Lakithi, Sikalela Izwe Lakithi, Lona elathathwa ngabukalajana, Lona elathathwa ngabukalajana.
Wele wele we
Zulu Mxhosa Msuthu hlangana,
wele wele we
Zulu Mxhosa Msuthu hlangana. Sikalela Izwe Lakithi, Sikalela Izwe Lakithi, Lona elathathwa ngabukalajana, Lona elathathwa ngabukalajana. Sikalela Izwe Lakithi, Sikalela Izwe Lakithi, Lona elathathwa ngabukalajana.
Wele wele wele
Zulu Mxhosa Msuthu hlangana,
wele wele wele
Zulu Mxhosa Msuthu hlangana. Malibuye Izwe Lakithi, Malibuye Izwe Lakithi, Lona elathathwa ngabukalajana, Lona elathathwa ngabukalajana.
Wele wele wele
Zulu Mxhosa Msuthu hlangana,
wele wele wele
Zulu Mxhosa Msuthu hlangana. Malibuye Izwe Lakithi, Malibuye Izwe Lakithi, Lona elathathwa ngabukalajana, Lona elathathwa ngabukalajana. Zulu Mxhosa Msuthu hlangana,
wele wele we
Zulu Mxhosa Msuthu hlangana,
wele wele we
Zulu Mxhosa Msuthu hlangana. Sikalela Izwe Lakithi, Sikalela Izwe Lakithi, lona elathathwa ngabukalatjana lona elathathwa ngabukalatjana sikalela izwe lakithi sikalela izwe lakithi lona elathathwa ngabukalatjana lona elathathwa ngabukalatjana.
The next song is the British Miners song was brought to the prison via Alex Lagoma, who was a novelist, a writer, was kept in Roland Street Prison, and he taught Marcus Solomon, Neville Alexander this song, and they were part of the National Liberation Front and called themselves the Chi Chu Chan Club, a Maoist organization that believed in the overthrow of the state.
And Alex Lagoma had just returned, I understand, from a spell in Britain,
yeah,
or a period of exile in Britain?
No. He just came back from Britain.
From a visit to Britain.
Britain, and he thought.
This is a British miner's song which we sang on the island.
In a city on a corner stands a house that's mighty grand, where in glory and in splendor dwell the magnates of the rent. In a city on a corner stands a house that's mighty grand, where in glory and in splendor dwell the magnates of the rent. What a system, what a crime. We can't mend it, we must end it now and for all times. Up above the mining compound, when he joins the picket line, he's a labor agitator, and his life's not worth a dime. Up above the mining compound, when he draws the picket line, he's a labor agitator, and his life's not worth a dime. What a system, what a crime. We can mend it, we must end it now and for all times. In a tunnel, hottest blazes, excavating in the mine, he digs gold amidst the rockfall, and they pay him 2 and 9. In a tunnel, hottest blazes, excavating in the mine, he digs gold amidst the rockfall, as they pay him 2 and 9. What a system, what a crime. We can mend it, we must end it now and for all times. In a city, on a corner, stands a house that's mighty grand, where in glory and in splendor dwell the magnates of the rent. What a system, what a crime. We can mend it, we must end it now and for all times. Up above the mining compound, where he joins the picket line, he's a labor agitator, and his life's not worth a dime. What a system, what a crime. We can mend it, we must end it now and for all times. In a tunnel, hottest blazes, excavating in the mine, he digs gold amidst the rockfall, and they pay him 2 and 9.
The next track is a segment from an interview conducted with Tami Nkwenazi, and it speaks about a particular part of life in the prison. Mm-hmm. But it's part of a selection of, I think, 120 interviews you've made?
120 interviews was done at Robben Island for the development of Cell Stories. Now, Tommy himself is an interesting character. He was a journalist with the World newspaper that broke the news of 76. And he was also recruiting youth to go into exile for training with the ANC, PAC, Black Consciousness Movement. And Tommy was part of this process that we've conducted interviews with. Tommy was also the first journalist to come out of Robben Island to write about Mandela. And this is what he's telling us about his experience at Robben Island.
And the song, which we'll play afterwards, is called Kamduze.
Kamduze relates to how they would sing on the island when longing for their women.
Also of interesting is Winnie Mandela's picture. It's a picture that hanged in my cell. My cell, by the way, I can claim it was the most beautiful cell in that section. It was actually the pride of even prison authorities whenever they have visitors of importance. Like Robben Island, from time to time there used to be retired judges used to visit Robben Island. Politicians of the Nationalist Party government and opposition parties from time to time would come to Robben Island. And obviously, they would like to take a look at the people with whom today they are governing. At the time when they were prisoners, they were all locked up there, the leadership of the Pan-Africanist Congress, the ANC, at Section B. My cell, it was the most beautiful. Even members of the International Committee of the Red Cross, when they do their rounds, looking at, peeping at cells. In fact, the irony of it was that I was not given privileges which were enjoyed by other inmates, but I was a bit cross with the authorities because they were using my cell for propaganda purposes, because they would take pictures of my cell so that they must go and show the international community that this is the kind of, this is a typical prison cell in South Africa, when in fact it wasn't. It's by, through a lot of battles that one would actually go and even, because nobody was supposed to even hang pictures on the walls. But I would fight and create a beautiful cell. One of the pictures, photographs that graced my cell was Winnie Mandela's cell. It was very significant to me. It gave me hope that while there are people out there who are waiting, we on the one hand, when we look at these pictures, they actually, the picture creates, formulates the image. You know, it actually confirms our hope of waiting for so long. Because I used to write, among other things, poems on glass windows. I wrote a poem which was circulated throughout Robben Island about glass windows. It used to be recited during celebrations of historical events like Women's Day or some other thing, because it was a political poem. But it was a poem that gave strength to inmates, that there are those women who are waiting with a candle and they're looking outside from the window, hoping that one day this man, even if he's serving a life sentence, because in South Africa a life sentence was interpreted as nothing but life sentence. We assume that life sentence, one would die in prison. Therefore, that picture of Comrade Madiba, which he gave me, of Winnie, gave me a lot of strength. It gave me hope that somewhere there, my woman I was in love with an activist called Amanda Kwadi. She was a social worker. And then she was also waiting for me as a grass widow. So that picture was very significant. A lot of people used to come and stare at that picture because Winnie Mandela, it was a well-done picture. I don't know who took the picture. It could be among the pictures which were taken by either Peter Maguvani and others of Winnie staring out, looking at the window, and then with that glow, with that light coming from outside, you know, that reflection, that glow reflecting onto the room where she is standing. It's a picture which actually captured that type of scene of a grass widow.
Amakam Tuze is the folk song that we used to sing when we were missing our girlfriends and wives.
Sondela mtawet, nangu babu, amakamtuze, 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 sondela mtawet, nangu babu, atali wamtuze, sondela mtawet. Nangu babu, amakamtuze, 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 sondela mtawet. Nangu babu, nangu tazwaku, mtawet. Nangu babu, amakamtuze, sondela mtawet. Nangu babu, amakamtuze, sondela mtawet. Nangu babu, amakamtuze, sondela talwami. Nangu babu, amakamtuze, sondela mtawet. Nangu babu, amakamtuze, nangu babu, mtawet. Au nangu babu, mtawet. Nangu babu, mtawet. Au nangu babu, amakamtuze, sondela mtawet. Nangu babu, amakamtuze, sondela mtawet. Au nangu babu, amakamtuze, sondela mtawet. Au nangu babu, amakamtuze, sondela mtawet. Nangu babu, amakamtuze, sondela mtawet. Nangu babu, amakamtuze.
Ozinga is a song, a folk song, South African folk song, that deals with the issue of unemployed, or not unemployed, but people not involved in struggle, that were doing nothing, that were just sitting and helping themselves to whatever fruits were gained in the process.
Izinga zikaMahlalele is a folk song that we sang on the island when we're homesick. It actually refers to an unemployed person and how hard these buttocks can be from sitting down, not going to work.
Awezinga, ziga mahlale, ziqine, ziqine njengo konko. Awezinga, ziga mahlale, ziqine, ziqine njengo konko. Awezinga, ziga mahlale, ziqine, ziqine njengo konko.
Awezinga matu.
Zinqaziga mahlalela
ziqine
ziqine njengokonkwa
awezinqazi
zinqaziga mahlalela
ziqine
ziqine njengokonkwa
awezinqazi
zinqaziga mahlalela
ziqine
ziqine njengokonkwa
awezinqa mathu
zinqaziga mahlalela
ziqine
ziqine njengokonkwa
awezinqazi
zinqaziga mahlalela
ziqine
ziqine njengokonkwa
awezinqazi
zinqaziga mahlalela
ziqine
ziqine njengokonkwa
awezinqa mathu
zinqaziga mahlalela
ziqine
Zikline jengo pompo
Awezinga
Zinga zika matalela
Zikline
Zikline jengo pompo
Awezinga
Zinga zika matalela Zikline jengo pompo
Awezinga
Zinga zika matalela Zikline jengo pompo
Awezinga matu
One of the aspects of the Cell Stories archive of songs is that it not only speaks of South African folk songs, but songs which were brought in from neighbouring states, frontline states, Zimbabwe, Namibia, Mozambique. Perhaps you can speak about the next three songs that we're going to hear.
Okay, see, songs like Chimurenga, Lalakanoi, Kure Kure is Lalakanoi is a Namibian song, and that was brought in when the Namibians were on trial or sentenced to Robben Island in 69. At the same time, Chimurenga was brought in with people that were involved from ZAP, from the ANC, MK, involved in the Battle of Wanki. They brought that song with them to the island. Kure Kure was a song that came with them in the early 80s, late 70s. So 69, you had Kure Chimurenga and Lalakanoi.
The title of the song is Chimurenga. It is a Zimbabwean song, which means forward with the struggle.
Pamberi ne Chimurenga,
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 Zimbabwe,
Zimbabwe,
Chimurenga,
Zimbabwe,
Zimbabwe,
Chimurenga,
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 Namibia,
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 Chimurenga,
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 South
Africa,
South Africa,
South
Africa,
South Africa,
Chimurenga,
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 Pamberi ne Chimurenga,
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 Zimbabwe,
Zimbabwe,
Chimurenga,
Zimbabwe,
Zimbabwe,
Chimurenga,
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 Namibia,
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 Chimurenga,
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 Pamberi ne Chimurenga,
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 South Africa,
South Africa,
Chimurenga,
South Africa,
South Africa,
Chimurenga,
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 Pamberi ne Chimurenga,
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 Chimurenga.
Kure Kure Kwa Dinova is a Zimbabwean song sung by Zebra and MK guerrillas during the Liberation War.
Kure Kure Kwa Dinova,
Kure Kure,
Kure Kure Kwa Dinova,
hey mama, hey na baba. Tondo sangana Zimbabwe,
Kure Kure Kwa Dinova,
Kure Kure,
Kure Kure
kwatinova ye mama ina baba ondo sangana Zimbabwe arai mosi mosi awe agati agati
aye
irufa
faro aye
ondo sangana Zimbabwe arai mosi mosi
aye
agati
agati
aye irufa
faro aye
ondo sangana Zimbabwe kure kure kwatinova
kure kure
kure kure kwatinova he mama ina baba ondo sangana Zimbabwe kure kure kwatinova
kure kure
kure kure kwatinova he mama ina baba ondo sangana Zimbabwe
punu
ahehe patosana
sibiti
ahehe pachichimela
chirau
ahehe patosana ondo sangana Zimbabwe
zorewa
ahehe patosana
sibiti
ahehe pachichimela
chirau
ahehe patosana ondo sangana Zimbabwe
kure kure kwatinova
kure kure
kure kure kwatinova
he mama ina baba ondo sangana Zimbabwe
kure kure kwatinova
kure kure
kure kure kwatinova
he mama ina baba ondo sangana Zimbabwe
arai
Agati
agati ri
aye
irufa
faro aye
ondo sangana Zimbabwe arai mosi mosi
aye
agati
agati ri aye
irufa
faro aye
ondo sangana Zimbabwe
punu
aye Patosana
Zorewa
Ahehe Pachichimela
Chirau
Ahehe
Patosana Ondo sangana Zimbabwe
Punu
Ahehe Patosana
Zorewa
Ahehe Pachichimela
Chirau
Ahehe Patosana Ondo sangana Zimbabwe
Kure kure kwatinova
kure kure
kure kure kwatinova
he mama ina baba ondo sangana Zimbabwe
kure kure kwatinova
kure kure
kure kure kwatinova
he mama ina baba ondo sangana Zimbabwe
Lalakano is a song that we used to sing with our Namibian comrades. It is a song that is a call to all the Namibian people to unite under the umbrella of SWAPO.
Lalakano yangu ndu yetu yangana Yo si wapo Oto ala evi yetu leolike Namibia Fama meme atuheni na tunjeni vaolike Opo Tuli mangulule lalakano
Lalakano yangu ndu yetu yangana
Yosi wapo Otohala evi yetu eolike Namibia Fama mbembe atuheni na kukujeni vaolike Opo Tuli mangulule omeme
Omeme no tate no mama meme
Atuheni, tigameni ileni manguluko Tahangana, kavangu, wambu na kafirife na pazitera Hevi yetu, eolike ya Namibia Omeme,
omeme, no tate no mama meme
Atuheni, tigameni ileni manguluko Atuheni,
kavango mambo na kapirive na pasitera evietu eolike ya namibia mekonje mekonjelia manguluko ya namibia twahangana tamara na mambo vairero atuheni kavango mambo na kapirive na pasitera otwahala emanguluko ya namibia mekonje mekonjelia manguluko ya namibia twahangana tamara na mambo vairero atuheni kavango mambo na kapirive na pasitera otwahala emanguluko ya namibia Shavihuna, Shavihuna, Semanuyo, Matu Konjela, Tate Yetu, Tupo Saba, Tupo Mota, Tupo Nopazuga, Tate Kunu, Opo Tupiti Leno, Vama Meme, Mia Angola, Neweligo, Yako, Shkino Neto, Shavihuna, Shavihuna, Semanuyo, Matu Konjela, Tate Yetu, Tuko saba, tuko mota, tuko nopazuka Tate kulu, opo tupiti leno Famememe ya Angola, neweligo Yako, chino neto, au lalagano
Lalagano,
ya ngundu yetu, ya angana Yosi wapo, oto hala, evi yetu, eolike Namibia Famameme atuheni na tukujeni vaulike Opo tuli mangulule Omeme, omeme no tateno famameme Atuheni tigameni ileni na muluko Atuahanga kavango Wambu na kafirive na pasitera Evi yetu Eolike ya Namibia Au mekonje
Mekonjeli ya manguluko
ya Namibia Tahangana Tamara na mano kairiru Atuheni kavango Wambu na kafirive na pasitera Otwahala e manguluko ya Namibia Shavihuna,
Shavihuna,
Semanuyo, Matu Konjela, Tate Yetu, Tuko Saba, Tuko Mota, Tuko Nopazuka, Tate Kulu, Opo Tupiti Leno, Fama Mwembe Mea Angola, Mewiligo, Yaku, Shtino Neto.
The nature of the prison was such that you had prisoners coming in from different processes, different trials, and coming with very different ideologies. Now, the next segment we're going to listen to is an interview conducted with Sats Cooper, who was one of the leaders of the Black Consciousness Movement.
Look, Sats Cooper and company, Stanley Moodley, Terra Lakota, Saki Makazomo, and those guys, comes from the Black Consciousness tradition, which was very militant at that stage. They saw the Mandelas and the Sisulus as revolutionaries, but were very disappointed when they came to the island and realized that these people are very subdued. So they had difficulty in adapting and accepting that leaders with such great names that are subdued by the Heron folk on the island. They were disappointed, and they developed a much more militant position in the island and had difficulties with the ANC leadership. Now, you'd also notice that the kind of songs, the beat is faster, more revolutionary, that the 76 and 74 Black Consciousness guys brought back, including the guys that were coming in to the country after the uprising in 76.
In B section, you had a four-paned window in each little cell. The top two panes, or the top two frames, had no window panes in them. And that was to allow for communication between the warder and yourself. But it also meant that we could put our hands outside and switch off the lights. And we had fluorescent tubing in each of the cells. And so at night, maybe after 10 or so, we'd simply put the light off. And what would happen is, when the shift changed, the warders would come and put the lights back on. And once the warder left his round, we would simply put the light off again. And this continued for a few days. And then the head of the prison came to us and said, look, you guys are putting the lights off, you're not supposed to put the lights off, and blah, 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 blah. And we took issue and we said, look, this is, you expect us to sleep, but you can't sleep with this heavy fluorescent lighting in your cell. And it actually is going to affect your eyesight. We made a case. And eventually he conceded and said, you may put your light off. But until that time, there was such an uproar with some of the other prisoners who said that we were spoiling the reputation of the place and getting out, needlessly being confrontational. But the guy conceded, and so we used to put our lights off. And then, lo and behold, most of the other prisoners put their lights off as well and probably had a very good night's sleep for it. The same type of thing would apply for on other issues. Like, I went into prison having a beard, and I had to shave this beard off. And so I got old Edelstein, who was the medical officer, to agree that I could keep a beard, and I could trim it with the scissors, showing him that if I didn't keep a beard, there would be repercussions to my skin and so on. And the guy conceded. And so on this particular day, the commanding officer, Richard's guy, who had come in from Durban Point Prison, came and gave me an order about my beard. And I said, well, I've got permission. And so they brought a straitjacket for me to make me comply. And I refused. So what happened was, that Friday, it was a Friday. And usually prisoners sort of had haircuts on a Friday morning and shaved and stuff like that. And the guy said to me, Jemut Skir. And I said, no. The other thing was that whenever they spoke to us in Afrikaans, we spoke to them in English. I never responded to them in Afrikaans. One, because I wasn't easy with the language, I never learned Afrikaans, but the other was I kept a locus of control for myself. And this also happened with the other prisoners in our group, you know. And they had to respond to us. And that meant they had to come to our terms, you see. Little things like that, but it gave you the upper hand. So on this occasion, not shaving, he gave an instruction, well, take the movie away. And at that time, the warders used to order movies, and we used to get a movie once a fortnight in our section. They would see movies every weekend, but once in 2 weeks, they would deign to show us those movies. And they were usually these spaghetti western type of movies, you know, co-productions, Franco, Spanish, Italian type of things, bad movies. And that Friday, midday, there was no movie. And so all my fellow prisoners were really annoyed with that. And they were told that it's because of Cooper. And so I had Daniels and a few other people coming to me and asking me what happened. And I said, well, this is the situation. I'm entitled not to shave, and these are on medical grounds. And he asked me to shave, and I refused. So the head of the prison was approached, and he apologized, and they sorted the matter out. So the following week, we again got our movies. But fairly quickly, we approached the head of prison and asked him to allow us to order the movies ourselves. And he agreed. And so we used to see movies. By the time we left prison, we used to see movies at least twice a week and at least three movies, including documentaries from the provincial library. You know, we'd order from the provincial library as well as Cine somebody who used to hire these 16mm movies to the prison. And I was the person who used to generally choose the movies, and we used to see fairly decent movies, except those few that they would disallow. Like The Boys from Brazil, I remember them disallowing. Up till today, I can't understand why they disallowed that movie, but I suppose because of some of its undertones. But then, those are some of the decisions, you know, made.
The name of this song is Take Over. It's for all our comrades that we spend time within the island. Take it, Nganon.
Take over, take over,
take our country, the Castro way.
Let us take over, take over,
take our country, the Castro way.
They took Mandela and gave us puppet,
take our country, the Castro way.
They took Mandela and gave us 2 G's,
take our country, the Castro way.
Let us take over, take over,
take our country, the Castro way.
We shall take over, take over,
take our country, the Castro way.
I carry a bazooka and an automatica,
take our country, the Castro way.
I carry a bazooka and an automatica,
take our country, the Castro way.
We shall take over, take over,
take our country, the Castro way.
Let us take over, take over,
take our country, the Castro way.
They took our country and gave us homeland,
take our country, the Castro way.
They took our country and gave us reserves,
take our country, the Castro way.
Let us take over, take over,
take our country, the Castro way.
We shall take over, take over,
take our country, the Castro way.
Babule, 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 ba.
Take our country, the Castro way.
This song was a declaration of war against apartheid, and in it we're committing ourselves to use all forms of guns and ammunition to destroy the apartheid government.
Ulibhunu uzobaleka tubulange mbamba,
ulibhunu uzobaleka
sizokushaya tubulange mbamba,
sizoba
tubulange mbamba, bazobaleka tubulange mbamba,
sizoba
tubulange mbamba,
bazobaleka tubulange mbamba.
Nangu Mandela, uya mabuna, sibi baleka, tubula ange mbaimba. Nangu Sisulu, uya mabuna, sibi baleka, tubula ange mbaimba.
Tule!
Sizoba tubula, iyo, tubula ange mbaimba. Sizoba tubula, iyo, tubula ange mbaimba.
Ikabinethi
sotubulange mbamba, sizobaleka tubulange mbamba.
Ikabinethi sotubulange mbamba, sizobaleka tubulange mbamba.
Ulibhunu uyabaleka, sizokushaya tubulange mbamba.
Ulibhunu
sizokushaya, uzobaleka tubulange mbamba.
Sizoba tubula,
iyo, tubulange mbamba.
Sizoba tubula,
iyo, tubulange mbamba.
Ikabinethi sotubulange mbamba,
izobaleka tubulange mbamba.
Ikabinethi sotubulange mbamba,
izobaleka tubulange mbamba.
Nangu Mandela, uyababona, uyabaleka tubulange mbamba.
Nangu Sisulu, uyababona,
bayabaleka tubulange mbamba.
Sizoba tubulange mbamba,
bazobaleka tubulange mbamba.
Sizoba
tubulange mbamba,
bazobaleka tubulange
Ango Mandela, Oya Babona, Kaya Badega, Tula Angemba, Nangu Sisulu, Oya Babona, Oya Badega, Tula Angemba.
The next extract from an interview with David Moise speaks about his experience in death row.
Yeah. See, David Moise, Johannes Shabangu, and Bobby Tutobe, and a couple of other guys were sentenced to death. David Moise himself spent about 2 years on death row. And his other comrades, like Mokhorane was about 19 years old, and he was saying, Lubitsi got psychological problems, and David speaks about what it was, what experience he had on death row.
And the song following that speaks of how they got into death row. Basically.
Look, they were involved in particular operations, and a specialist group of David, including David, was David, Johannes, Shabangu, Bobby Tsotsobe, and they were sent in to rob a bank because the ANC needed to fund certain operations. And that's what he would refer to as the Surbiton siege, because they were captured in the bank in Pretoria.
I met Bobby Tsotsobe and Johannes Shabangu. So they separated me from the guys I had been arrested with. They took me together with guys who were involved in operations before. So the idea was to, you know, sentence us to death on the basis of conspiring to overthrow the government. That's on the basis of a common purpose. So I went on trial with Bobby Tsotsobe. It started sometime in 1981 in April. Our first appearance, we went again in April. We got a postponement. And then we started, I think, in earnest again around June until we were sentenced to death on the 18th, if I'm not mistaken, of August. 18th or 19th of August. And then we were sentenced to death, 1981. So we went sent to death row then. We stayed for some 2 years in death row. And I really must confess that I had gone through the difficult times during training and everything, preparation. But that was the most challenging time that I ever came across in my experiences of the armed struggle, was being on death row. Not really the prospect of dying, but waiting and waiting and waiting to die. Yeah, that weighs very heavily on your psychological. You know, I don't know, perhaps through habituation, what I could call habituation and experience, you tend to develop some mechanism or strategy to, you know, protect your mind. Because the first thing to protect there is your mind, I must say. Otherwise, it hits you there. We had another comrade there, Johnson Lubis. He's no longer, mentally in good shape. Yeah. It's because of the difficulties there, the psychological challenges there. Because they kill people there. And they, you know, it's like you're more on a seesaw type of situation, you know. Yeah. It's like this game, you know, of the pulling the string. The other guys are pulling this side, the others, it's like that. Sometimes, you know, you feel the hope that, no, I might survive, you know, this situation. But some other time, you really feel, especially when they start killing people, you feel, no, a human life is nothing with these guys. So who am I to survive this? You know, I'm definitely going to die. So it's like, you know, that game, tug of war, they call it, I think. That's the right. Tug of war. Yeah, it's like that type of thing. You know, sometimes you feel the hope that I might survive, you know, great. And then some other time, especially when they start killing people, you see now, human life is nothing here. So who am I, you know, to survive this thing? Because they can kill 7 people today, kill 7 tomorrow, put the next 2 7s for next week.
Sihole Mkaboga, a Zimbabwean song sung by MK comrades that were involved in the Silverton siege. This is their dedication. Thank you.
Sihole Mkaboga.
Sihole Mkaboga.
Sihole
Mkaboga. Sinene Zimbabwe.
Sihole Mkaboga.
Sihole Mkaboga.
Sihole
Mkaboga. Sinene Zimbabwe.
Abafana bangakhona.
Sebeshayi
kwezuka. Izintombi zangakhona.
Seziphosi granada.
Amakhehla angakhona.
Eweshaya ngeaka.
Sihole babatambo.
Sihole babatambo. Sihole babatambo. Singena emzansi.
Sihole babatambo.
Sihole babatambo.
Sihole
babatambo. Singena emzansi.
Abafana bangakhona.
Sebeshayi bazula.
Izintombi zangakhona.
Seziphonsi granada.
Amakhehla angakhona.
Eweshaya ngeaka.
Sihole babatambo.
Sihole babatambo.
Sihole
babatambo. Singena emzansi.
Sihole babatambo.
Sihole babatambo.
Sihole
babatambo. Singena emzansi.
Abafana bangakhona.
Sebeshayi bazuka.
Izintombi zangakhona.
Seziphosu granada.
Sihole babatambo.
Sihole babatambo. Sihole babatambo. Singena emzansi.
Sihole babatambo.
Sihole babatambo.
Sihole
babatambo. Singena emzansi.
Abafana bangakhona.
Sebeshayi bazuka.
Izintombi zangakhona.
Seziphosu granada.
Amakhehla angakhona.
Seweshaya ngeaka.
Sihole Mkaboga.
Sihole Mkaboga.
Sihole
Mkaboga. Singene Zimbabwe.
Sihole Mkaboga.
Sihole Mkaboga.
Sihole
Mkaboga. Singene Zimbabwe.
Abafana bangakhona.
Sebeshayi bazuka.
Izintombi zangakhona.
Seziphosu granada.
Amakhehla angakhona.
Seweshaya ngeaka.
Sihole Mkaboga.
Sihole
Mkaboga.
Sihole Mkaboga. Singene Zimbabwe.
Sihole Mkaboga.
Sihole Mkaboga.
Sihole
Mkaboga. Singene Zimbabwe.
Abafana bangakhona.
Sebeshayi bazuka.
Izintombi zangakhona.
Seziphosu granada.
Amakhehla angakhona.
Seweshaya ngeaka.
Sihole Mkaboga.
Sihole Mkaboga.
Sihole Mkaboga.